time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the Cape Ann Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? Another week in paradise here for the North Shore sports scene. We are crushing it. We are in mid-May now, literally May 15th, and we only got, I would say, 3 or 4 weeks left of regular season. Then we get into the tournament, and we're going to give you the fullest update on the MIAA power rankings at the end of the show. For now, though, we're going to get into some guests. Our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, our Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. That is the show. Those are great athletes, and then me, right? Definitely me. Not great athlete. Not great athlete at this point. So we thank our two sponsors, Moynihan Lumber and Cape Ann Savings Bank, keeping us going, but more importantly, giving us the ability to interview these great student athletes. So let's get the first one on the horn. It's going to be our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, followed by Moynihan Lumber, and then followed by me. So basically the first half of the show is what you want to hear.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro back at it with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, and it's going to be Gloucester softball player Julia Carrancho. What's going on, Julia?
Nothing much. How about you?
Good. I know you're a little under the weather now. That's not going to keep you off the softball diamond, is it?
No, absolutely not.
No, nothing can. The Fishermen are 11-2 at the time we're talking, and one of the top 10 teams in Division III softball. It's insane. I love it. There's actually three, like the area I cover, North Shore teams. Like I cover like Cape Ann League, Northeastern Conference, and then the private schools in the North Shore. So you're actually the third ranked team behind Pentucket number 4, who's undefeated at the moment, and St. Mary's number 7, one slot ahead of you guys. But it's so exciting. Like, tell me what the Fishermen are doing so well game to game. Is it just all across all facets?
I would say something really big this year for us is our chemistry. We have, it's insane how different a game can go based on just your chemistry. The past few years, it's been a little bit iffy, but this year we're very close. It's a sisterhood, honestly. We've really locked it down on that. We hang out outside of softball, and it really helps. It really helps.
Yeah. Team dinners and all that.
Yeah. Team dinners and even not team dinners, just hanging out. It all adds to it.
Who is the host or host plural of the team dinners?
We all split it up pretty evenly. And then when like a single person can't, we usually go to a restaurant together.
Yeah.
Like we had a movie night the other day at my teammate's house. So that was really fun. Yeah, we watched a movie. Yeah, it's pretty split evenly.
Now, are you a captain?
Yes.
All right. So the captains kind of arrange all those nights?
Yeah, and with our parents as well.
Did you have a team dinner yet?
I have not. I want to have one outside because they're redoing our yard. So I'm praying that I can have one outside. My house isn't big enough on the inside.
Yeah. So was there a team dinner where like a mother or father made a spread that you just loved? Was there someone that crushed it?
Some of the parents cater them. My friend's house, we got Chipotle, and that was probably my favorite one. That was like the best day ever.
There's a Chipotle in Gloucester now?
No, but it should be coming to Gloucester Crossing soon, allegedly. They've been saying it for a few years, though. So.
Did someone go like across the bridge to get it and they came back?
I don't even know. Maybe they got it like delivered. Wow. I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, somehow Chipotle got to that house in Gloucester. I'm fascinated by that. But moving on to the fisherman, where have you been playing your position?
I play center field.
Sweet. Has that been a long time position for you with the fisherman?
Yes. Freshman year, I started playing center and I just love it.
So unlike me, you were fat, you're fast and agile.
I hope so.
Whenever I explain, people ask me, where did you play baseball? What positions did you play? I go, everyone other than the ones that require agility. So basically none up the middle.
Yeah. I used to play the infield, but a spot opened up freshman year for the outfield. So I was like, that's good with me. Yeah. I'm good with that.
Is it like a freedom out there? You know, you can kind of roam around and, you know, do you try to do things like, you know, move certain places when you, like you saw someone coming up that last inning or they were up, they hit it to the left or.
Yeah, we're definitely big on communication. That's a really big thing that we work on at practice. Like, especially in the outfield with balls being hit every which way and there's so much ground to cover. We're like, all right, like to my teammate Dylan, we're like, okay, Dylan, came to you last time. T, it went over your head last time or it went to the left last time. And we really just help each other. They'll be like, oh, Jules, like, watch out, came for you last time. It really... Yeah. There's a lot of stuff to do out there.
Yeah. And is your pitcher, tell me what her name is. You have like a main pitcher or Katoo?
Yes. Her name is Abby Noble.
Abby Noble. So in Abby's philosophy, is she just like, hey, I'm going to challenge you and you're going to put it in play? Or is she like a 10, 12 strikeout kind of pitcher a game?
She has been really excelling. She has been striking out quite a few people. And even when she doesn't, she is intense all the time. She does not crack. She's a tough cookie.
Yeah. But sounds she's like great. A lot of strikes and that meaning you'll get some action out there every game. It's not like you'll get bored.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely never bored. The outfield does. I feel like a lot of people think that the outfield doesn't get that much action and that it can be like boring, but I have tons of fun. Like I get a lot of things hit to me.
Yeah.
So
do you, let's say if there's like a run, is that rare, like a pickle situation in softball, back and forth, like the girls caught in the bases?
Rare. It definitely happens. We work on it at practice every single day. That's like we run, stretch, throw, and we have rundowns. That's what we do. Essentially, we one of our teammates has a helmet on and they're the runner and we work through the rundown.
Yeah.
So yeah, it definitely happens. Yes.
Does the outfielders do the outfielders get involved in those?
Usually for those, we are mainly for backup and then we can come in if like the ball goes by or things like that. But it's mainly the infield for this one.
You know what I love about like an alert defense, whether it's softball or baseball? I love when like the shortstop and the second baseman back up the pitcher after every pitch. And like when the catcher, something as simple as the catcher just throwing it back. Like, I love that. Just that little inching towards this, just in case, you know, if it goes over the pitcher's head, bad throw from the catcher, girl on third goes home. I love that action. Do you feel like the fishermen are like just always alert and like high intensity on defense?
Yes, absolutely. I think a big thing that my coach says, he has a lot of sayings that we remember, but a big one is ball base backup. So, okay, if you're not getting the ball, you're getting to a base. If you're not getting to a base, you're backing up your teammate. So we're always moving every pitch. So it's
100%. It's like on every place, even if it's like a line drive down the right field line, like the left field can get involved somehow. You can move.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
No standing still.
Yeah, 100%. All right, let's move on to some of the teams you've been facing. Who would you say was the toughest game like that you guys have had this year? I know you haven't had many because you got mostly wins, but who's been the toughest?
Our most challenging game so far was Bedford. That was definitely, we only lost 1-0, but that was, I don't know if you know this, but the pitcher is a Boston College commit. Going in, we knew that it was going to be a very tough game. And we just locked it down and we only let them get one run in, and it was just a small error that cost us the game. But that has been our biggest competition so far that we've seen.
11-1. They're the number 4 ranked team in Division 2. So they're the real deal. And how was, what was that like facing a future D1 college pitcher?
It was crazy. She had a lot of good movement in her pitches. Bad for the batters, but good for her. She was really good. The team all around, I feel like, was pretty good defensively, offensively.
How about inside the NEC, like the Danverses, the Salems, Marbleheads? Like, who's some of the top challengers in that arena?
We are going to play Marblehead soon. We know that that's going to be a pretty big game. We did win against Danvers. I feel like we all go into every game thinking, okay, this is going to be a competition.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to explain it, but like, sorry.
I think I know where you're going. You're going with, we don't take anyone for granted. Like, we go in and like, this is going to be a tough game. We better be on.
But yeah.
We're for it. It's softball, but it's not a forgiving sport. You're not paying attention for 1 second. It's the whole game off. You know?
Yeah.
Take a minute. Julie is under the weather, as we said.
I'm okay. Just allergies. We definitely know that if we start things off on the wrong foot, that it will go downhill pretty fast.
Yeah. I'm trying to find Marblehead's current standing, where they are. Are they in your division, Division 3?
I believe so.
See, Marblehead. Oh, they might even be 2, actually, for some weird reason. Sometimes they just surprise you with the stand. Yeah, they are. They are number 13. Oh. Yeah, they're 12-1 in Division 2.
Oh, so I guess I'm just confused about that.
This is crazy. Like, so the ones in your division are Danvers, like, but Marblehead is a Northeastern Conference team that's solid. So you and Marblehead are really going to, when's that game?
I believe it is the 24th.
Okay. That's a huge game.
Yeah.
Huge. Yeah. And then Peabody's always pretty good too. Like, let's see how they're doing in Division 1. Yeah, they're like 6-9. Did you play them yet?
Yes, we did play them.
Beat them.
They had a really good pitcher last year. Yeah. But she did graduate.
Abby Betancourt.
That was a good game. Yes, Abby Betancourt. That was a good game.
Who was the other loss to for the Fishermen besides Bedford?
St. Mary's.
Okay. Which is right in front of you in the division.
We beat them the first time we played them. And then the second time we just kind of made a few too many errors.
Yeah.
So that was, they're a good team when it comes to, once you make a mistake, they'll be on you for the rest of the game. Yeah. Once they find that weaker spot, you better lock it down because they're going to...
They'll get you, yeah.
Yes.
Julia, where are you in the lineup hitting-wise? Where do you... What spot?
It changes. I believe I'm around...
Like sixth-ish?
Fifth? I'm going to say four or five. I think I'm five.
Okay. Yeah, you're up there, right in the middle. And how you feel at the plate this year? We talked about defense a lot. How's it feeling at the plate?
Yeah, the beginning of the season, I feel like I was doing very well. I definitely had a small slump, but I'm getting back into it. I was doing very well at the beginning of the season. I was making contact in all the right places. And it just gets difficult sometimes with all the pressure, but I feel like I'm locking it down. I've been working really hard at practice on the tee and stuff, so...
Yeah. I say so. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, were you an Eastern Mass High School Player of the Week by the Boston Globe?
Yes, I was.
Good for you. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. Is that a thing that was shared with someone else from Gloucester, or is that just you?
Like one of my teammates?
Yeah.
Yes, our catcher on our team, Olivia Madruga.
I was making sure I was looking at that right. She's only a sophomore.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, so you both won, and you guys had a huge win. I think it was early April. I forgot which team it was against. Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you got 13 games. It's hard to remember.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. That's why when you asked me about the competition, I was like,
I know, like, I forget who we play.
Like, I'm sorry.
Many teams. I practiced. I have a cold. No, I get it. Lastly, like, tell me about academics. What interests you in the classroom? And if you have any formal plans for after high school yet?
Yeah, so right now I plan to go to Elon University.
Wow.
Yep, in North Carolina. Those are my plans. And I'm planning to major in business, but I might change it to some sort of like environmental science.
Yeah.
But in the classroom, one of my biggest hobbies is reading. I love to read and I love to write. So that is my biggest interest, I would say. Anything to do with reading and writing, I love. I love reading stories and writing about the characters and like thinking about how they're connected in the themes of books and stuff. My bookshelf is like overflowing. It's a problem. I'm also really into art though. So yeah, I'm a
lot of ways. Yeah. You can go a lot of ways. You're not sure where your career goes at this moment, which is good. It's an open book. Literally.
Yeah, literally. That's funny.
And don't even tell me that the campus is beautiful. I know it is. It has to be. It's in North Carolina. Like, don't give me this.
It is the most beautiful place I've ever been in my life. Like, yeah. I am so excited. My favorite color is green. And when we walked onto the campus, everything was green and alive. And it was so beautiful. I'm so excited.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing down there. And then what do you do before you get there, like in between Gloucester softball and reporting down in North Carolina? What happens in those summer months? You get a job?
Yes. I work at a cafe and an ice cream place where I live. And yeah, I have a roommate lined up. So I plan to hang out with her sometimes in the summer and have a few concerts. So I'm going to try to enjoy my last summer of high school with all my friends.
Yeah. The roommate at Elon, you're going to hang out with her?
Yeah. So you know how you can post online and find roommates? Do you know that?
I did not know that. I'm old and I went to college in the 90s. Okay.
Yeah. So. It's kind of new. So the university will have like a class page for my class and you can like find people's, like, you can contact people on there, you can post a little bit about yourself, people reach out. So I reached out to this girl from Wellesley, Massachusetts.
Oh.
And so we talked about our sleep schedules and stuff and our interests. So we plan to room together. So we're gonna like meet up because we're not close, but closer than North Carolina. So
Yeah. Just so a good way to kind of ease your way into all these new people you're going to be meeting.
Yes. And
at least you have that core little in common. That's a cool thing. You know, and we'll see if that all works out. She could be like lying about her sleep patterns.
Yeah, if she could snore and I don't know.
Julia, no. I'm up a lot of the night too. I'm reading, so I don't care. And then meanwhile, she goes to bed at 8 o'clock at night.
Yep. So
good.
Excited.
Yeah, that's great. Is she an athlete too?
I believe she played lacrosse. I think she might. I don't know if she still plays, but I know that she played lacrosse.
Nancy Wellesley, I'll tell you, the Blue Cross Foster meets the Wellesley.
Different dynamic.
That's good, though. You're going to meet a lot of new people, have a lot of different experiences. That's awesome. Good for you. But the business at hand, I'll let you go to, you know, blow your nose, do all the things you need to do with your sickness. But the first task at hand is the fishermen. Big stuff. 11-2, surging towards the Northeastern Conference title. And I know you girls have big plans for the postseason. One more question. What's the farthest you've gone in the postseason, like, since you've been there?
Like, in the tournament?
Won a couple games. Yeah, tournament, yeah.
Yeah, we've made it to, like, the second round. Last year, we made it to the second round, and we went to, I'm going to butcher this name, Aponequit?
Yeah, no, I always butcher them. I have no idea.
Okay, Aponequit, we went there. Yeah, we definitely haven't felt this good about where we are.
Yeah.
We feel like we are going to get further in the tournament than we have. We all collectively feel that way. So it's definitely a good feeling to know that you're all working towards a shared goal.
Yeah.
And we're all very excited.
Yeah, you've already won more games than you did last year.
Oh, absolutely. Last year was a little rough, but...
won 10 in the regular season. You already have 11 now. Looks like you beat Wilmington in the tournament, and then you lost to Appa or whatever.
Yeah. Aponequit, whatever. I don't even know.
Yeah, they went on to the state semifinals. That was a real deal kind of team. Yeah.
Yep. It made us all so mad.
Yeah, well, they're number two, and now you saw what it takes. And, you know... Just, it's why not us now? Why not the fishermen? You know? Yep,
exactly.
Forget the rest of the state. This is our time. My cousin's team in, I think, 2019 took all the way to the state final. Were probably, you know, in like sixth grade, I think. When that happened. So it can happen. It can happen. Beat that team. So I don't have to listen to him all the time saying, I took the team to the farthest it's ever been.
Seriously, you just wait this year. I really believe it.
Love the attitude. Well, congratulations on Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, and go get some rest and good luck with the fishermen the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thanks again.
You too.
Bye.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Penny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Up next, the Moynihan Lumber.
Moynihan? The Moynihan.
Why don't you just say it, Dom?
That's a good one.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here, back with our latest Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, winning for earlier in the winter season. It's Juliana Conti from St. Mary's Girls Basketball. Juliana, good to see you and hear you again.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. So we had you on a few weeks ago talking about another St. Mary's Girls Basketball state title, which was awesome. And you had your other fellow leaders of the team on the call. But this time it's you alone, because you alone won the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
All right. So let's talk about, we're hoping that people who didn't hear that first interview will get a little slice of, you got to repeat yourself, but hey, it's good to know maybe things have changed. You're still going to college, right?
Yes.
Good to know. And tell our listeners about Eastern Connecticut State University and what made that the best choice for you.
So I was in contact with the coach the most, because I was also looking at UMass Boston, but the coach at Eastern was texting me, calling me way more. And then I toured the campus a lot, five or six times. And then I really fit in with the team because I did some scrimmages with them. I hung out with them and I ate with them, and they were all very welcoming to me.
That's amazing. You got good vibes from it, and you made your choice there. It's good that you had choices, because you're such a good student athlete. What city is that in, Eastern Connecticut State?
Willimantic. It's right near UConn.
Okay, cool. So yeah, maybe you can pop in and watch a couple of ladies games there. Or do you guys scrimmage them?
I don't think so.
That'd be awesome. So obviously your eyes were peeled on that national championship with UConn.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, that's an impressive team. It's amazing that they got back to the top. But so you're going to be there. What's the next sort of formal step? When do you report, and what happens when you first report there?
So in June, at the end of June, I'm going to do an overnight with the whole school, the freshmen. So it's orientation. Mm. And then I'm going to be doing some summer league with them up where I'm from, from Danvers. And okay. Then I might do once a week, a summer league in Connecticut with the whole team.
Wow. Okay. So you get a lot of exposure to that team before you get there in the fall, and, the winter practices, sort of the season starts. Probably the formal season starts pretty early, mid-November or something like that, right? Yeah. Early to mid-November, yeah. A little earlier than high school. So cool. How have they done in recent years? What conference do they play in? Have they been threatened to take the title? Are they winning titles lately?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're in the Little East Conference. Mm-hmm. With UMass Boston in them, but overall they're pretty good team, not one of the bad teams. They're good.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, I'm trying to call up their schedule here to see if you'll make any appearances up on the North Shore or Wakefield area where you're from.
Yeah,
who are they gonna play? I wonder if they got they maybe get UMass Boston on the road. That'll be a close one, right?
Yeah, we go to UMass Boston.
Okay, that's probably the closest to the
Yeah, I think so.
Your hometown area. So yeah, last year, 11-15. And I think everyone gets a chance to, or most teams get a chance to play in that conference tournament. They played Keene State, it looks like, and were competitive, a 4-5 matchup, but lost that one by 11. So
yeah.
So yeah, they get some momentum there. I'm looking towards the end of the season, they were they won five out of their last six or so, something like that. That's pretty cool. So they have some good momentum going down. Did they lose a lot of seniors, do you know, or?
They lost two. Okay. So when I'm a freshman, there will be no seniors on the team.
Okay. Cool. Are you keeping yourself busy at St. Mary's with the spring sport?
Yes, I'm playing. I'm on the flag football team.
Oh, nice. How's that going? That's right. I remember Coach Newhall telling me about that.
Yeah, it's good. We're undefeated so far.
Yeah. And I forgot. I think I asked this question. Is that like an MIAA recognized sport or is it just...
No, right now it's a club sport because MIA is not like approving it as an official sport yet.
Yeah. Think they will someday?
Hopefully. Yeah. Yeah.
For future girls who want to play. Is it just girls?
Yes.
Yeah. So what kind of teams do you play?
We play like Cambridge, Revere, Winthrop, Arlington Catholic, Somerville.
Yeah. You get like a school bus and everything to take?
Well, we have like St. Mary's vans that we take.
Yeah. 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 What position are you playing?
Wide receiver and then on defense, a safety.
Oh, okay. Any TD catches for you? Touchdown catches?
Yeah. Yes.
You got a couple?
Yes.
All right. Who's the quarterback tossing those passes to you?
Sophia LaFontaine. She was on the basketball team.
Oh, what city is she from?
She's from Woburn.
Okay. That's awesome. So there's a few of those state champs on the team. You two, any other ones?
Yes. Jenna.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you three. That's cool. The other ones have like busy with like MIAA spring sports, like lacrosse, softball.
Or the rest of the basketball team plays AAU.
Oh, okay. So they skipped like the whole spring sports scene. Yeah. Yes. Did you play a fall sport for St. Mary's?
No. Okay. I just played fall AAU.
Fall AAU, man. No wonder why you guys are so good. You're playing it all year. Yes. And just remind our listeners about your role on the state champs this year and how many state titles did you officially get as you graduate from St. Mary's?
So I won 3 out of my 4 years. I was a state championship winner, and I'm mostly like a sharpshooter, so I'm also good on defense, but I'm in the game to shoot the ball when I'm open.
Yeah, yeah, you had 50 threes this year. I mean, that's quite a few threes. Sometimes that's like how much the Celtics take in a game. Man, I think this will air on Thursday, this interview, so we won't know. We're talking Tuesday night, so we don't know what happens Wednesday. But, man, was that tough to see that game. Obviously not for the loss of the game only, but Tatum. I mean, what was going through your head when that happened?
I mean, when I watched it, I knew that it was bad because, like, he hurt his wrist early on. So then he hurt his Achilles again. So I knew it was really bad, and he couldn't put any pressure on it. So,
yeah. What happened? Give me the. I'm trying to figure out why the Celtics stopped playing defense. Like, I mean, the Knicks hit like 8 straight shots in the fourth quarter. Like, what? It looked easy. Like, what was going on? Were they tired or something, you think?
Yeah, I think that whenever we get up by a lot, they just stop playing because they think that they have it. And then the other team always comes back because they want it more.
Yeah. They're like the best team ever in the beginning, and everything looks great, and they're swooshing threes. Like, you can't even hear the ball go through the hoop. It sounds so good, and then all of a sudden, clang, clang, and, you know, yeah, it's like a franchise-changing possible injury, right? Like, it could just blow up everything, and, you know, he comes back in a year. Who knows how long, But Julia Conti doesn't have any injuries, knock on wood. She's doing great. What are you expecting at Eastern for a role, possibly? Is it going to be similar, you think? Like, get open, look for threes?
Yeah, I think it's similar because the team, they're not, like, really a good shooting team. So I was brought in to hopefully, like, be a shooter on the team. So I think coming off the bench, being a good shooter and being a good defender as well.
Start launching, yeah. The Celtics are so good, I feel, when they are hot on threes, on like catch and shoot. They do it so fast. Like, I'm like, wow, how do they get like themselves set? You know, do you need, I mean, I think we all like a little more time, but have you got to a point where you can do a lot of catch and shoot like so fast and just like huck it up there and get it in?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm the most good at, is like just catch and shoot. And I know when I'm open before I have the ball. So when I catch it, I just square up and just shoot it.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like the less you think, the better.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, cool. So, you know, college basketball-wise, pretty big deal. You're going there. Are you following, you know, any family members that were also college athletes?
Yeah, my uncle used to be a college athlete, and then that was it.
Nice. Actually,
Yeah, I think he was a college athlete.
Like a Wakefield High guy kind of player or somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
All right. I'm not going to ask you to recall all your family history, wherever you went to high school. You probably wouldn't know all of it. But awesome. I mean, you know, it was great catching up with you girls earlier a few weeks ago about St. Mary's state titles, and now you. But Moynihan Lumber is all about student and athlete, half and half. So tell me about the student, Juliana Conti. What is going to be a focus, you know, once you get to Eastern?
To do all my homework, because I'm not like a procrastinator. So once I get assigned something, even if it's due in like the week, I try to get most of it done because I know I'm going to be busy with sports and stuff. Yeah. So if I get it done earlier, then I don't have to focus on it later on with sports and everything.
Yeah, I gotta get better at that. It feels so good to procrastinate something. It's like, yes, I'm not doing it now. Like I feel in control, and then you pay for it later. It's always good to just get it done and relax. And a focus, like what would be the major possibly, or is that too early?
My major is going to be physical education.
Sweet. And how long have you known that sort of path?
Since like a couple of months, like December.
Yeah. And what's the ultimate sort of role after college? Like where would you end up if you had your choice in the physical education world?
Like some helping with like elementary kids.
Hmm. Elementary school gym teacher. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Everyone remembers that. I remember those people more than I remember the English or whatever, or the math teacher. That's for sure. You went to Wakefield Elementary Schools, I would imagine.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. And then I know you had an outstanding GPA. What are some of the classes you'll look back on and say, oh man, I really enjoyed that St. Mary's class. That was my favorite.
So our school became like 2 years ago, like K through 12 grade, because there was an elementary school who closed near us. So we brought in the kids. And so my class is once a day, I help out with the first graders.
Nice. Did you end up, having like, was that an official internship kind of thing?
It was like, it was an elective for any juniors and seniors in high school.
You can choose to go kind of on that side of the building and help out there.
For one period a day.
Yeah. What was that like?
It was fun because this year I was working with the first graders, but last year I was in the kindergarten class, which were the same kids. So it really made my decision to be a physical education teacher easier to make. Yeah.
What's the hardest part of that?
Probably having the kids listen because they're so young. Sometimes they just don't listen and they don't sit still.
Yeah. It's like, or even just like, okay, put your books away, get in line kind of thing. Like that transition, they have a hard time transitioning like to a new thing.
Yeah.
And that's coming from experience with me, like remember coaching Little League, you know, it was, what's the hardest thing? Oh, teaching them ground ball. No, nothing like that. Lining them up, you know, to do the drill. Guys, spread out. Like, no, you can't be this close to each other when you're throwing a base. So you gotta, you know, give yourself space. It was always hard, always hard.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Well, we know a lot more about you and we already knew a little going back to those interviews with the girls and you and Coach Newhall. That was a lot of fun. And look, congratulations. Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. It's a big deal.
Thank you.
Best of luck at Eastern Connecticut State ECSU. What is the mascot for them?
A warrior.
Go Warriors. Okay. What's the colors?
Like maroon and blue.
Maroon and blue. Interesting. Trying to think of a team that you face around the North Shore. No, I can't think of any maroon blue combos. No. It's like Swampscott and Gloucester or something. Come on. Yeah. All right, Juliana Conti, good luck. And we appreciate you coming on the show again.
Thank you.
And have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams. and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hey, North Shore Sports Desk, we're back at it after our two amazing young female student athletes, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month and Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Tell you, first half of the show is the part that's worth listening. Now it's just me gabbing. But I will gab and brag about those two girls because, man, state title for Juliana and then Julia. Interesting two names we've had, very similar on one show. And Julia surging towards a state title. Now it's jumping way ahead for the Fishermen, but they have high hopes. They're 11-2 at the time of the interview, and they're doing great, doing really great. And they got some great competition coming up that'll toughen them up for the tournament, and we'll see. But Juliana, yeah, Conti, St. Mary's, what a career. Three state titles, now playing flag football, crushing it out there. I absolutely love that. And then Julia, super sharp. She got her focus for college, and I love that too. So best of luck to both ladies. And we're going to take a break and do one more segment. It's going to be catching up on some post-power rankings from the MIAA.
This is Peter Nikolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Up, you're at it. One more segment. Thank you to Danny Martin, our producer, Paul Kelly, the owner of the show, Rick Moore, and the gang at MSUndersports.com for hosting us. And of course, our sponsors, Moynihan Lumber, Cape Ann Savings Bank, Student Athlete of the Week. Let's look at some rankings around Lynn Classical Baseball in Division II. Having a great year. 10-3 are the Rams in the Greater Boston League, and they're 24th ranked as of the latest rankings. Division three, I know we're going to have something to talk about there because St. Mary's is number one, 14-2. North Reading, number six, at 11-2. My boys from Gloucester, 14-1 as of Tuesday morning, and they are ranked eighth. Having their that's got to be the best start in program history. I cannot remember. I mean, Joel Ando's team in 2009 that went all the way to the North Finals, I think, or actually won the North Finals and went to the South, played BC High. That team was great. I do not think they started 14-1, though, man. That's impressive. Let's go a little softball action, D3, like we talked to Julia Carancho. St. Mary's, Pentucket 4, St. Mary's 7, Gloucester 8, Danvers 18. So 24, Fenwick. Great stuff for the North Shore there. Go over to lacrosse. How about boys lacrosse Division 3? Newburyport 6. And then you go down to Essex of the North Shore for 31. So Newburyport's really the team to watch in that one. How about girls Division 3 lacrosse? Newburyport. Girls, 10-3, number two seed. Fenwick, 10 at 14-2. And then Essex of the North Shore, St. Mary's, 21-22. So packed in that one. Let's call it a show, shall we? Let's close it down on the recording of Tuesday, May 13th, the airing of Thursday, May 15th. May 15th, we are getting there. We're down to weeks for the school year. It's going to be an exciting finish. We're going to have Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athletes of the Year. We're going to have Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Year. It's going to be a lot of fun to showcase those kids. And we thank our sponsors for giving us the opportunity to do that. So we'll see you next week, everybody, May 22nd.